You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's South Park After Show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another South Park After Show, Season 17, Episode 7, called Black Friday. I'm your host, Phil Svitek, alongside Stephen Lemieux.
Hello.
And I'm Kylie Hodges.
Welcome.
All right. My prediction came true.
It did. We're here to talk about what everyone has been wanting to talk about for years and years, and that is the gay dicks on Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I've been waiting all season to talk about gay dicks from Game of Thrones, honestly. It's been on the top.
Now, you are a fan of Game of Thrones.
I am. I do like the shows. They're pretty good.
Would you say you like gay dicks?
I mean, are you trying to use the transitive property here? Like, if you like Game of Thrones, you like gay dicks. Is that what you're trying to pigeonhole me into here, Phil?
Obviously, there's dragons and fighting. Which, by the way, that was the whole joke, is that we thought in tonight's episode we would have a resolution to Black Friday, but we did not. We only saw gay dicks.
Pretty much.
Although a very good episode.
It was good. It's as I noticed it when they showed all the costumes that everyone's wearing from Stick of Truth, which is, of course, the South Park game that they're releasing next year now. I knew it was probably going to be one of their more they've put more thought into these episodes, because they're going to want people to want to play the kids in these characters from these episodes for the game. So that's kind of a marketing strategy they're doing for now, right? Too.
And as you mentioned, they're making fun of themselves.
Oh, yeah. So that line where they say that what was it? It's like giving them a pre-order for Metal Gear Solid 5. It just doesn't matter. It's just promising that you're going to pay for something that they haven't even finished yet. That's just like putting a big gay dick in your mouth. And that's basically what the South Park creators have done to everyone who's pre-ordered the Stick of Truth, because they offered a Stick of Truth pre-order with, I think, the DVD of last season of South Park or something like that. And now everyone's waiting because they've delayed the game 3 or 4 times. And now it's like March or February next year.
All right. Well, so pre-order don't work. You know, I speaking of pre-order, it also, what I hate is that it comes the next day. You can't actually get it the day of. So,
I don't know. You can get it the day of. It's, it depends, though, if your mail sucks.
All right. Well, we have more important things to discuss. Kylie, what did you like about today's episode? Are you familiar with the Xbox versus PS4?
I'm not. The first thing that popped into my head as soon as they said Xbox and PS4 was, oh, great, Steven's prediction came true. Because every episode, that's what he predicts. And I'm thinking, they're not going to do that. And then they did it. And
it's the only thing that's happening this year that's, like, crazy. And honestly, the Black Friday, I didn't imagine they'd bring Game of Thrones and tie them all together with Black Friday.
Funny,
I mean, you have Star Trek, Game of Thrones, you have Randy being a narcissist, which is amazing. So you have Black Friday, you have Elmo, and you've got
what is it called? Don't Stop Touching Me,
Stop
Elmo.
Stop Touching Me, Elmo.
Yeah. By the way, toothpaste dispenser.
That was good.
Oh my god,
that was very funny.
They went there.
They definitely did.
Do you even have to question if they're going to go there anymore?
No, you don't, but it was still amazing to see Elmo be like, harder, harder.
Lovely. Time to brush your teeth, kids.
You will have white and crusty teeth.
Okay.
You know, I have to say, you know, I've only seen a few episodes of Game of Thrones, but I feel like because of this South Park episode, which kind of feels like it's turning into a mini saga, motivates me to want to get caught up on Game of Thrones just so I can understand the jokes.
You know, there honestly weren't that many Game of Thrones references.
Oh, well.
Like in the show itself, they really just bring up the references in face value.
Like the obvious ones.
Yeah, like the dicks and how they talk about how it's like, oh, you notice how you only see a dick on a gay man, and then you only when it's a straight man, it's not hard. It's because it's less threatening to the women viewers.
It's, I mean, there's been dissertations written about this, certainly.
Nobody's ever talked to me about Game of Thrones and dicks. It's always been Game of Thrones and boobs. I'm talking to the wrong people, I guess.
So they either talk to you about dicks or they talk to you about Game of Thrones. It's never been in the same.
But they never correlate.
They never correlate. Okay.
There you go. I love that they spoke to a lot of the absurdities. For example, Lady McCormick there in the garden, and the guy's like, get the hell off my lawn.
This is the Garden of the Abyss.
No, stop playing. Whatever.
Stop planting betrayals in my garden.
I thought that was funny because, I mean, I'm not a viewer of Game of Thrones. I know so many people are obsessed with that show.
Yeah.
And I have nothing against them. It's just not for me.
I mean, it's the first season's great. The second's all right. And the third's all right. That's kind of my take on it. It's like it's not as bad as The Walking Dead, but I still watch it. It's just like shows that you'll still watch for the entertainment value.
I mean, to me, I love when they go into these character modes because it reminds me of, remember when they had to they did the Lord of the Rings episode and
yeah.
It was Harry Potter versus Lord of the Rings and, you know, the one videotape to rule them all. So I like that aspect of it, and, you know, it's dividing the children.
Well, putting the imagination behind it, like especially the episode where they had like the ninja stars and things like that, like all the ninja toys, that was great as well.
Of course, the goth kids come back.
Oh yeah,
and they like the PS4 because. It's blacker. It's great reasoning.
But
I also loved how they had the wherewithal to kind of be like, well, just wait for it to be cheaper.
No, it's exactly how people are taking the new systems, because there's the people who are like, oh, my God, I have to get the PlayStation 4, because if a lot of people get the PlayStation 4, then everyone's going to be playing that. But if I get the Xbox One and then nobody buys the Xbox One, I'm going to be playing alone. It's like nobody can afford it because the Xbox is, what, $600 and the PlayStation's
no,
like
it's 500.
Okay, so it's 500
for the Xbox, 400 for the PS4.
Yeah, so it's like nobody can afford both. So you never – you have to choose like which one you want to get. So they're not wrong in that assumption. But then the arguments behind them is like, but it has seamless transition between gaming, TV, and movies. It's like – nobody really cares. I mean, that's honestly one of the things that people badmouth the Xbox for is because it's more towards movies and TV. It's like, I want a gaming system. I don't want an entertainment system. I have a DVD player. I have a TV. I don't need that shit.
I like the entertainment system. But I'm a Sony guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, why do you like Sony, Phil?
I just started. I mean, there was the PS1, and I kept up upgrading, and that was that. I'm a PS guy.
Oh, man.
He's loyal.
I'm an Xbox guy.
To be fair, no, okay, you never had...
Should I be in the middle? Should I hold you?
Can you get both?
What, you have the Wii U?
Yeah.
You're the one person that nobody
I don't even know what that is. A Wii U?
Really?
Uh-oh.
It's just a different...
I guess I'm super out of touch with
she's still on her Game Boy.
There you go.
And I like this aspect of it. Remember when Cartman couldn't wait for the Nintendo Wii or whatever it was?
Yeah.
And he froze himself for a while because he couldn't wait 2 or 3 weeks. And then he comes back way in the future and then he has to go back in time and all that crap.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought really, really clever overall.
It was good. I'm wondering, so do you want to have this debate now? What do we think? How long is this?
Okay, so here, obviously the episode did not conclude tonight. Now, you can have – so here's the way it could be. You can do 2 episodes and have it be concluded before Black Friday. You could have it conclude. You could do 3 episodes and conclude right at Black Friday, like the Wednesday before Black Friday. Or you could go 4 weeks and have it wrapped up after you have results from Black Friday.
I think it's going to turn into – they're probably not going to pull it till after Black Friday just because – there's no really way to get real results, and honestly, nobody cares. Like, nobody's going to really care that much, and I think if they do that in the episode, it might be that, like, it releases and then nobody really gives a shit whether the Xbox or the PS1, because everyone's just going to be dead.
So you think there's going to be 3 episodes?
I think either 2 or 3. I hope 2, just because it's great, but I don't really want to see 4 weeks of South Park with the same storyline. I want to see, like, new shit. I want to see different shit every week. Like, different clever shit.
I would agree, but I also wouldn't mind them stretching out for four just to see what they do. And if nothing else, for the fact that, from, you know, where they're going with this, where Game of Thrones and Butters is saying, hey, I've seen no dragons, nothing. All I've seen is gay dicks. So I think for 3 weeks, we could see gay dicks, and then all of a sudden, this giant battle, much like when, remember, it was Heaven versus Hell, and
yeah.
You know, and it was like, oh my god, this is much more epic than the battle at the end of Lord of the Rings, and we didn't see any of it. It was just Kenny playing the
pretty much
game.
I don't know. What do you think's going to happen to them all? You think, like, everyone's going to die, and Stan's dad's going to be, like, the hero?
Yeah.
Is that...
I can see Randy coming out on top.
Yeah.
He has some sort of, like, epiphany.
The patch was hysterical.
That was great.
Winter is coming, Karen, and I'm a busy little bee. Buzz, buzz.
that was very funny. And, you know, I like how it gets caught. I mean, just so genius. I mean, for me, I try to avoid Black Friday in its entirety, whether news or anything otherwise. But, yeah, I mean, the history of it just becomes that much more richer, right? What was that movie, Jingle All the Way?
Yeah.
Just dating back to that.
Yeah. I loved that movie. Really glad you referenced that.
What did you think of the cross section of the people who go to Black Friday? With the guy like, yeah, we line up for Black Friday the night before. And the family, oh, it's been somewhat of a family tradition to go to Black Friday every week. This year we're missing our daughter because she passed away in a tragic stomping accident last year. But we decided to come this year in her memory.
And kill someone.
Yeah, and then then stomp somebody else's daughter in remembrance. Yeah. And the last one, I'll bring on the pain. I'm getting my kid their Christmas. It's like there's so many different types of people who go to Black Friday, and it is crazy.
You know who goes to Black Friday?
Everybody.
You know, Marissa? I'm going to turn to.
I do. Yep.
I mean, listen, DVDs. I'm going to consider doing it. I need
for
a
years.
TV.
Years.
I need a
How
TV.
How did you survive, Marissa?
I have had a lot of close calls. I've been shoved into TV displays. Yes, it is true. But it's crazy, but it's fun.
Okay, so Marissa's 2 feet tall,
mm-hmm.
for those of you listening.
That's
more credit.
That's a good estimation.
Okay,
yeah.
How do you prepare? Do you eat lots of pasta for, like, you know, carbohydrates? Do you put on padding?
You know what I do? I get a lot of good sleep before if I can. And then if it helps if you have a friend with you or someone to cling on to. So you don't...
She's like the kids.
Yeah. So like, if you break up, you know, you have a better chance of not to get trampled over individually. You have someone to hang on to. If you fall down, you take someone else with you. Or if you're by yourself, you zip line. You know, not zip line. You go, and, you know, the snake. You snake through everyone.
You cover yourself in pig blood because it helps you slide through the crowds a little bit easier.
Yeah. Oh,
and the best stuff are on the bottom shelf. So Marissa does have a distinct advantage over other people.
Yeah.
And she's waddling through the crowd.
My advice is don't get next to walls.
Oh, yeah.
Don't stay in the middle. Don't get caught up by walls.
My friend Whitney used to go to Black Friday every year back when I was in high school. And she would go with her grandmother, who had a Rascal scooter, and she would run over people straight up.
That's oh,
yeah.
It's grandma.
It's brutal. You got to be tough.
People do die.
Yeah.
And
people
I think
have died.
They were referencing Elmo because I think Elmo was the most famous case of, like,
Tickle
everyone,
Me Elmo.
Yeah, Tickle Me Elmo was, like, the most famous Black Friday disaster of people dying.
Which they said, how could you do this to us, you heartless bastards?
You've killed us! You've killed us!
People fight in the parking lots. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
It, to me, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
It just really doesn't.
I mean, why would you do Black Friday when you can just go online anyway?
Well, you could do that online, but Amazon crashed Black Friday too, so whatever.
I mean, by the way, we have to talk about the Japanese Sony company representative.
being Khaleesi and Khal Drogo. Black Friday Bunduru.
Black Friday Bunduru.
Four controllers.
I feel awful saying that.
Why?
It's just
tearing down the shitty wall.
Oh my god. Yeah, so you know, that is a way to get people's attention. What would Game of Thrones do? And of course, Game of Thrones would be having sex.
Right. On a
you know, showing
table.
Sex. So yeah. My God. You know what? I'm going to go with 3 episodes as a safe answer. Kylie?
I think 2.
2? Okay.
I feel like 3 is a little too long. 4 is way too long.
That would be a new one, though. That would be like they've never done 4.
I feel like if they do 3, it's a complete satire of how slow things move in Game of Thrones.
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, if they do 3, that's the reason they do 3. And next episode, literally nothing will fucking happen.
Yeah.
And then if they do 2, I think a lot everything's going to happen next week. Because I honestly don't see them. I'd rather get 2 more good episodes this season than get 4 in this one storyline.
It would be interesting if if just next week and the next week after that, they just did something completely different then came back to it.
I'd like to see them make fun of Walking Dead.
I mean, we can still tie that in somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
The walkers, we gotta get there.
Maybe.
They kind of already were acting like that against the glass.
He stabs him with a knife. It's like, I will get my bracelet.
The only thing we're missing is Walter White.
Yep. Oh, man, we haven't had a Breaking Bad episode, have we?
That would be funny if just at the end everyone dies. Cover your ears for like 20 seconds if you haven't seen the series finale.
No,
spoiler
do not. Alert. Just don't even. I wouldn't even do it. Don't even do it.
I'm still considering finishing that
don't
show.
Don't even do it.
In the vein of Breaking Bad, something terrible happens, much like in Breaking Bad.
Okay, yeah. Because if people have seen it already, they know what you're talking about. You don't need to spoil it for anyone.
And I think someone could be the...
Somebody's in their car driving, and you say that, and like, I can't turn it off! And they fucking die, because they're, trying to turn it off, and they fucking get in a car accident, Phil.
Well, luckily they didn't.
They don't want to be responsible for that.
I think that about does it for this week. I think we covered everything. Again, I'm really interested to see where they're going. I wish we knew how many episodes of this we did have.
Did you see Mommy's Toys in the basement when they had the meeting? Cartman's speaking, and behind him there's a box that says Mommy's Toys.
It's disgusting.
I see. Well, that's a different type of Black Friday.
All right, that's it.
And on that note, where can they find you, Stephen Lemieux?
You can find me here doing the Sleepy Hollow After Show, Tuesday nights at 8 p.m., 9:30, whatever, I forgot the time, and on Twitter at Stephen Lemieux. And Kylie?
You can find me on Twitter at the Kylie Hodges, or on Sunday nights for the Hello Ladies finale this Sunday.
And follow us here at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that fun stuff, and we'll certainly be at Black Friday doing something.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.